Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas and my guests are Jeremy Black, president of Spartan, and Denise Campoy, who's the vice president, South Placer Area Relief Team Assistance Network. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, I want to start by saying thanks to you and all the brave first responders. Sincere thanks for doing what you do. And if you don't mind, a little from both of you. Give me a little bit of your background, Jeremy, first, on how you got to where you are today.
I've been in law enforcement for getting on 13 years now. I work for an agency located in Placer County. I was a canine officer for the last 7 years, and my canine partner recently retired, and I promoted to a different position. So I'm kind of getting used to that. But I've lived and kind of grew up in the Placer County area, so I had some strong roots here. And, you know, I was always interested in law enforcement and, you know, just kind of found my way into it through friends and encouragement by family members.
How about you, Denise?
So I'm a 22-year retired dispatcher. I'm enjoying retirement life. I started at a big agency, and then after about 8 years, lateraled over to a smaller agency, which I thought was going to be less work, actually ended up being more work. But I'm proud to say I retired out instead of had to quit my job. And I really love Spartan and everything that we stand for.
Yeah, let's talk about Spartan. What does the acronym Spartan stand for, and how long have you guys been around?
Well, we've been around since 2021, and the Spartan acronym is just the South Placer Area Relief Team Assistance Network. We started out, it was just a group of first responders. We all kind of knew each other. Each one of us kind of has our own story, but, you know, you can imagine being in law enforcement and responding out to some of the stuff that we end up seeing, it takes a toll on you. And then just talking to some of our different friends, and then we wanted to give back. And then that's kind of how this whole thing started. Through that process, we kind of decided what we wanted to focus in on. Mental health was the main focus that we try to do. I mean, we'll help out with anything, whether, you know, it's financial help, you know, during a time of need, or meal trains if you're having a hospital stay or anything like that. But we do have a passion for that mental health. So that's kind of what our main focus is.
And you touched on this a little bit too. What's the primary mission of Spartan?
Our primary mission is going to be first responders helping other first responders. We've covered all different emergencies. The main thing is just if we can find one or even two people that really are having a hard time, we have different avenues we can send them down for mental health, or if it's a financial strain, they just need someone to talk to. We have a small group of people that are always happy to reach out and just sit and listen if that needs to be the case.
Now, are all the board members of Spartan, are they all first responders?
Yeah, we're all first responders. There's a range of us, like from dispatch to police. We haven't got a fire member yet, but that is something that we've been trying. Yeah, so we want to kind of cover all the bases, the people that are going to be out on the scenes or dealing with, you know, some of these situations. I think it does make a difference when, you know, especially if an officer or a fireman or a dispatcher, you know, is having some struggles and they reach out. It is nice when they can reach out to a fellow first responder that kind of knows what they're going through, because sometimes it's a little hard to explain to somebody that's not in the business, if you will.
Yep, absolutely. No, I mean, you guys definitely know a little bit more behind the scenes than any of us civilians would ever realize or understand what you've gone through, right?
Sure.
The work you guys do requires funding, and there just happens to be a charity golf tournament coming up on Monday, April 15th, so tell me all about it.
Yeah, we're super excited. This is going to be our fourth annual golf tournament, and it's at Cota Vedera, which is just a fantastic course. It's going to be on April 15th, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're going to have good weather. I think we will, but it's going to be a fun time. We have a lot of different vendors that are going to be out there, so there's plenty of food, drinks, and all that, and just going to be a nice day of golfing.
Now, if someone's never been out there before, take me from start to finish, from pulling into the parking lot till the end of the day.
Well, you're going to pull in. We're going to have our registration table set up, and we're going to have a row of table of all kinds of great raffle prizes you could bid on. You're going to be able to check your golf clubs in, and then there's going to be breakfast out there for you. We have some great breakfast burritos and also Chick-fil-A, which is a staple of any good law enforcement. We refer to it as God's Chicken. they're going to be out there. They've always been a great supporter. There's going to be Bloody Marys, coffee, orange juice, all that. You're going to be able to mill around, look at the raffle prizes. Then we're going to have a little putting contest before the tournament starts.
$5,000 prize.
Yeah, a $5,000 prize for the winner there. And actually, last year the year before,
we had the first putting hole winner of all the tournaments out at Catavadera.
Yeah. Wow!
And it was amazing to watch.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool watching that. Then we kind of start the tournament off with the national anthem and all the cars. It's pretty neat. All the cars line up, and we have a little ceremony at the beginning with the national anthem and kind of the send-off. And then it's the shotgun start, so then everybody is going to be assigned a hole, and you go out. And then once you start golfing, there is vendors out on the golf course. So juniors is somebody that's helping sponsor us this year, so they're going to be out there on a hole. We have Bennett's that's also going to be out there on a hole providing food. Then there's other ones out there like Impact Axe, so you could do a little axe throwing.
Get rid of some frustrations throwing the axe if you're not hitting well.
Right. Yeah.
So
Painkillers Bar is going to be out there. We have some really great support. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of great vendors out there. It should be a fun time, you know, to be out there and socialize and all that. Just, like I said, have a fun day of golf.
All right, well, you guys, you had me at Bloody Marys and axe throwing, but going back to the national anthem, I think it was Dana last year. Is Dana going to be out and singing it for us again this year?
Yes, she is. She's got an amazing set of lungs on her.
The incredible Dana Murray. So that's fantastic. So Dana's going to do the national anthem, and then we're going to get out and play some golf, all for an incredible cause.
Yeah, we're very excited, and we just feel blessed with all support that we've received, not only through the people out there golfing, but from local businesses that have supported us too.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests are Denise Campoy and Jeremy Black of Spartan. The fourth annual Spartan Golf Tournament coming up April 15th at Catavadera. Find out more at spartanplacer.com. What's the best way for our listeners to help Spartan? What can we do to support you?
Well, obviously, we still have a few more tickets we want to sell. We have a few more days left. And I think we're down to the wire, but we do want to sell just a few more, and then we'll end up selling off the tournament. So that would be a great way to help. Otherwise, the best way to find us and kind of to help out is just to go to our website, which is spartanplacer.com. And if you want to donate, there's a button there you could go on and donate, or if you want to sign up for the golf tournament. We only have a few spots. They've been going quick. We only have a few spots left, so I would encourage you, if you do want to go out to that tournament, go right now and log on and sign up for that. And our contact info is out there. So if you're a first responder listening to this and you think we might be able to help you in any way, shape, or form, definitely reach out to us.
Everything is confidential.
Yeah, everything's confidential. We don't share the things that we do with anybody else. Call us up. And again, if we can't help you, we're really connected with a bunch of different nonprofits and counselors and stuff like that. We'll get you plugged in where you need to.
Outstanding. Well, yes, and you touched on a few of these too, but let's give all your sponsors a little bit of love this morning. Who's taking care of you guys? Who are some of your sponsors? Who are all of your sponsors?
Well, we'll go through here, and I hope I don't forget anybody, so Denise will have to help me. But we have Roseville Bell Bonds, Impact Axe, Frontline First, Junior's Restaurant, Zimmerman Real Estate, Painkillers, Bennett's Restaurant, Double Down, Modern Session, Cow Leap, Foothill Canine, Affinity for Travel, and let's see, Blue Star Lending, Code 9, Chick-fil-A, Wild Signs, More Real Estate. I think that covers it.
Fantastic. Well, without naming any names, because everything's confidential, but let me hear a couple of success stories. Where's some of the money gone that you guys have been able to raise? What kind of good have you guys done in the community?
Well, one that just jumps out to mind is there was an officer that reached out to us that was involved in a very critical incident. It was an officer-involved shooting, and he was having some trouble coping with it and kind of didn't know exactly where to turn and just happened to reach out to us. And we got him connected with a counselor. And that's kind of, like I said, one of our main focuses is that. So we got him connected with a counselor. We paid for sessions for him to go. And then it was really neat because he came back months later and came to one of our board meetings and just wanted to say thanks. And he brought his family and his little girl in there. It was pretty emotional, but wanted to say thanks. So, you know, when you kind of look back and think about why you're doing this, that is a prime example. It makes it all worth it. When, even if you just helped one person, it was worth it. But just to see people like that come in and know you had an impact in their life and kind of help them on their way to recovery. I know that was important to me. I don't know if Denise, you have anything else.
It's hard to talk about the people we help because it is so confidential, but the recent fires that we've had is true to my heart and kind of how a lot of this stuff got started. So the most recent fire that we had up in Colfax, I think we're going 2 years now, there was a couple of law enforcement families that lost everything. You know, they had what they're wearing that day. And so we were able to give them funds to help, because people don't realize that even if you have a lot of money to your name, if something like that happens, you're kind of out of everything. And just to have your own shampoo, not just one that's given to you, which, not to make it sound like you're being picky, but you have literally nothing.
Sure.
So have your brand of shampoo or your brand of toothpaste is huge when you have nothing. And so we've helped a lot with that type of stuff and just gotten people over that hump to where they could get their funds from insurance or that kind of stuff. And it might not seem like it's mental health, but when you lose everything, it's pretty mental health.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
I remember going down to Walmart getting gift certificates so they can buy socks and underwear.
Yeah, the kind they want, yeah. Not the kind you're just giving them, which, again, I mean, it's huge when you have that extra comfort of something that you're used to that's your thing. So those are kind of the great things. And then just the fact that you have the backing of the community that gives you these funds, you're kind of just like the facilitator of the money that other people are giving you, and you're making sure that it goes, you know, to the right place and to the right people. And I think having the law enforcement behind us is helpful to people because they feel confident and secure in giving you their hard-earned money and counting on you to make sure that you spend it the right way. That kind of speaks volumes to our whole focus, and that's just really community and helping each other.
Oh, no question about it. And you mentioned socks and underwear, too. I mean, that's the whole thing, is if they're out there just handing them out, who knows if you're going to get the right brand or the right size or anything like that. So, yeah, socks, yeah. Underwear, soap, toothpaste, all that good stuff. So, yeah, you guys are taking care of it right down to the nitty-gritty. Believe it or not, we're running out of time. What would you like to leave our listeners with this morning, you guys?
I want to thank all of our sponsors throughout the years. And, you know, it's just been overwhelming, you know, the response that we have gotten, you know, from the community and from our law enforcement brothers and sisters. And again, I just want to, you know, stress, if you're even a law enforcement family member or anything like that, and you know a first responder that could use some help, don't hesitate to reach out to us. That's what we're here for. And I get as much out of it as I think the people receiving some of the benefits from Spartan does.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely reach out to us.
And you, Doug, thanks for always supporting us.
Yeah, you've been a big supporter, and you know, we just want to thank you for having us on and help getting our name out there.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so proud to be a part of Spartan since you guys started, and you know, of course, I think I might have suggested the golf tournament, going, hey, you know, it's always a good time to get out and play some golf. love it. I know, charity golf, I'm all in. Well, fantastic, you guys. Thank you guys so much for joining me this morning. Jeremy Black and Denise Campoy from Spartan, South Placer Area Relief Team Assistance Network. The annual Spartan Golf Tournament coming up April 15th at Cataradera. Still a few slots left. Find out more, SpartanPlacer.com. You both, you guys, thank you so much for what you've done, and thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
This has been The Public File. You can listen to past episodes on the free Odyssey app, and you can always email us, sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Be good to each other. and thanks for listening.